Where Murder Meets Mystery contains graphic and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, cool friends! Let's take a walk down the street where Murder Meets Mystery, a podcast exploring the murderous, the mysterious, and everything that lies beyond the beyond. We've got Scarlett in the studio today.
The studio. The studio known as your studio apartment.
Yes, my studio apartment, exactly. And Trevor is here, but he's being suspiciously silent.
I'm here.
Trevor's here.
Trevor's here.
Trevor's got a case of Sunday scaries.
Trevor doesn't. Take that out.
Cut that out. You won't cut anything out except that you have the Sunday scaries.
Yeah, cut that out.
Why?
I don't get scared.
What? Yeah, okay.
I'm never scared.
I don't think it's like true fear.
Let's take a walk down the street of toxic masculinity.
Being scared is a
men can't be scared.
That's right. Oh my god, why the Sunday
men are scared all the time.
The Sunday
The men don't rule this city, we do.
Right, absolutely. And in honor of the month after Women's History Month,
Right. And I said we do, so I guess, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Oh my god, how are you feeling, guys? How was your week? Tell me about it.
What was our week? What did we do?
My week was exponentially amazing.
Wow.
Really?
What an hour.
You almost won your softball game.
Almost did.
Oh my god, is this the one you do with James?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep, almost won it. It was 9-8. And they won by walking a person in slow pitch softball, which, cool friends, if you don't understand what that is.
I don't understand what that is.
It's like you toss the ball very easily, but it's also like the ball is going so slow that, I don't know. There's no like professional slow pitch softball people, I guess.
It's hard to throw. It's hard to pitch the
it's
ball.
It's hard to pitch. And well, in the league where we're
pitcher.
In the league where we're in, slow
pitch. By design.
They have to throw it underhand.
Oh.
Not.
Isn't softball usually underhand?
Softball is usually underhand.
But, like, in slow pitch softball, you're not doing, like, the thing that like, actual girl softball players do, where they're, like, winding up and...
You're not fast pitching.
Yes. That's right. It's
slow pitch. Well, no, like, I'm really glad that you were explaining it for me, because...
They won in a dumb way, which means if you get four balls, you can take a walk. So they didn't hit the ball to win. They just, like, walked another person.
Right.
Which... The pitchers on any team are not, like, major league level. Like, it's really hard just to throw strikes. Strikes are what get people out. And it was two outs. You have to get three. And then all they did was just walk, like, one more batter, and then they got a run from that. And so it was tied up. Then they scored by walking someone in a casual league. Anyway, I'm not going to explain the nuances. It's just dumb, cool friends. It's if you know, you know. But if you don't, then it's fine.
You know.
It's,
girls who get it, the ones that don't.
Right.
The ones that don't pitch fast.
Right. It's sports ball. Y'all figured out.
No, I love their costumes.
You guys actually have really great jerseys.
They're called uniforms.
I know that.
Not costumes. This isn't theater.
I love their wardrobe. Oh my god, they're props! Cute. Love that for them.
Love their outfit.
But James designed them, which is probably why they're awesome.
He's so cool.
He really is.
Cool dude, Chuck.
He like intimidates me a little because he's so cool.
Shout
him and Ellis both are so cool.
They're the coolest people.
They really are. Like, they're so artistic and like, yeah, we'll see any artist live. Oh my god.
But they never, but they don't act like they're too cool. They just
are
really
cool. And
that's
what makes them cool.
Yeah, exactly. They're
the
like, no, we're so
cool.
Lame. We're like, no, you're not.
The fact that they're cool makes them cool. You know?
Yeah, we know what? We're cool.
I'm really glad that your week was
good. How's your week?
You know, same old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Exponentially awesome?
Exponentially awesome. Exponentially mediocre.
Logarithmically.
The weather was
fantastic.
Logarithmically, yes.
Do you have spring break? Like, is that a thing?
Well... When my students are you mean when my students are on spring break?
Yeah.
No, that's actually, I'm busier.
No. Oh.
Also, it sucks because my students, no, they spring break isn't universal, apparently, like, in terms of when it happens.
No days off.
Right. Which it should be. Right, no days off. I hate to see a girl pass away.
Yes.
No days off. And I was going somewhere with that. I don't remember. Oh, all the students have different spring breaks, which is so annoying.
It is.
It's so annoying, because I've never...
Like, it'd be nice if your company... Well, you are your company.
Right, I am.
That's true.
Yeah.
You could decide to take spring break, but then you just wouldn't make money, so that kind of stinks.
Right, and I just always have to be on.
Yeah,
and therein
that
lies...
PTO you have, which is...
Therein lies the girl boss. Right.
You girl boss too close to the sun.
I girl boss too close to the
sun. So are we saying that being a girl boss is not what it's all cut out to be?
No, the month after Women's History Month
does
tell us.
Just really ruining everything.
That girl bossery. It's the new,
it has
the new black
pros and cons.
Yeah,
I think everything in moderation.
Yes, so true.
If we all have to girl boss in moderation,
yes.
Girl boss with caution.
Yes,
that's
true.
Girl boss.
You might just get what you want.
Love it, merch.
Hey.
Hey.
What was your week?
My week.
Scarlett, I'm looking at you. They can't see where I'm.
I'm looking at you too.
Hey.
The audio listeners, we're looking at Scarlett.
It was just okay. Like, school stuff was really a lot this week. Doing my master's in nursing education, girlfriends.
Yeah, no big deal.
I'll be
girl boss in another way.
In a different way, yes. And I'll be done in July, so I'm like almost finished, but I have a big project I'm working on, and my preceptor that I'm working with, we're just trying to work through the kinks, and felt like this week there were more kinks than
not the kinks.
Than not kinks.
Wow. So Scarlett got kinky this week.
I did. And I did not like it.
Too kinky.
We're not kink shaming.
No. You kink all the kinks you want to kink, but this girl is done with the kinks.
This girl boss is done kinking.
Yes. True that.
Don't look at my sign.
I just keep looking at the sign Grace has in her room every time I talk about something. Weird.
Something kinky.
It says, have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing.
And I told him that when I moved in, my sister was like, open to everything you say, really?
Right above the bed.
Right above the bed. No, it's not like that.
No.
And I said, stop tainting a beautiful message from the mouths of babes.
Right?
Which you tend to do.
Also, like, short little callback, if you're wondering... If just because we're saying audio listeners doesn't mean that there is a video portion.
No, it's not.
So if you were hoping for that, I don't know. Email us at
wordmurdermeetsmystery@gmail.com.
And Grace, what's your case?
So true. No, I'm really excited. I have a bit of a compilation.
Oh.
Actually. So I was mulling over what to cover today as one does.
Mm-hmm.
And in the industry, and I landed upon just kind of a collection, a medley, a smattering of Florida man crimes.
Oh, geez, Louise.
And I'm so excited to get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a nice little curation of Florida man crimes and one Florida woman crime.
Oh.
It's 2023.
Can't leave them out.
The month after Women's History Month. So these were kind of, I scrolled through so many collections of them, and these were kind of the ones that stood out to me. So I have 13 of them today.
Oh,
so
my
you separated
God.
The wheat from the chaff.
Right.
The cream has risen to the top, and that's what you've curated for us today.
The
right.
Chaff?
Yeah.
Isn't it the wheat from the chaff?
It's not shaft.
What is chaff?
Chaff is what's left over from the wheat.
I thought it was shaft makes
it's not,
way
it's
more
not
sense.
Separate the wheat from the chaff. No.
Listen, I have a mind that's open to everything, and I know a good chaff.
It was Women's History Month last month, and I won't stand for it. The wheat from the shaft.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
We now have to go back to our normal lives.
Oh my God.
No, shafts of wheat.
Buddy, the wheat from the chaff.
What is chaff?
Spell it.
C-H-A-F-F-E? No.
Yeah. Chaff is a thing. Chaffe.
You're not. Wait, she's not shape? Girlfriend. She's not even googling like the phrase.
I am.
She's just saying wheat chaffs, and it's like yes, of course you. If you Google wheat chaffs.
Okay. Anyway, the wheat in first thresh lies in one heap with chaff and straw. That's from the Bible.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh my God, he is risen.
Look up the phrase.
He is risen.
Okay, you know what?
Easter.
You know what? If girlfriend, if you can't Google it yourself, then
yeah, side goog wheat chaffs.
I think Scarlett, I don't want to put you on blast here, but
it's fun.
I really do think that you're kind of the worst Googler ever.
Oh my God, are you guys gonna get divorced?
Oh no, you're right. The chaff is the outer covering of the wheat grain.
Yes, separate the wheat from the chaff, which is just it's a phrase in the Oxford Language Dictionary to distinguish valuable people or things from worthless ones.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm separating the wheat from the shaft.
And that's what she's doing this week. She's looked at all the shafts she can.
Yes, so many shafts. And I will be involving a shaft or two in my case.
I'm sure.
Yeah, no chaffs, but just...
just shafts.
Assless chaffs.
Yes.
Okay, assless so... chaffs. Yeah, no, 13 sounds like so many.
It does.
But I just have, like, a few bullets for each one. So.
Blurbs?
Yeah, blurbs, if you will. Yes. A smattering of blurbs.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so we open on a Florida scene, okay? March... Mm-hmm. 22nd, 2022.
Such a Florida month.
So Florida, yeah. And all of these months really are so Florida.
2022, such a Florida year.
So true. So police. Yeah, the year, it's the Chinese zodiac.
This is a Florida scene, for real.
Here in the Florida. Okay, so police receive a call from a man pleading for help and claiming to be trapped. Okay? A deputy with the Collier... Mm-hmm. County Sheriff's Department is dispatched to the scene.
Let's be real. In Florida, yeah. They call it Collier.
Collier, yep. The Collier County Sheriff's Department is dispatched to the scene. The deputy arrives to the disclosed location and does discover a foot sticking out of the bottom of a porta potty. The trapped man was 34-year-old James Goose.
James Goose. Wow.
I think so. Who was screaming for help and in the possession of narcotics. You'll be happy to know that Mr. Goose was freed, and I do have to applaud his vulnerability given the embarrassing nature of the situation. He was later arrested on drug charges.
Well,
so he just was trapped underneath the porta potty, or did he fall in?
I think
in?
He was trapped in.
So he just fell in.
I'm confused how his foot was out.
Right. I think that he was, if I had to venture a guess, I think that he had likely succumbed to the influence of his drugs and had fallen. In the porta potty, and his foot was just outside the door, and help, and life alert,
life alert.
You know, if he had a PhD, he'd just be Dr. House.
Nice, yeah.
It'd be the next season of Dr. House.
Yeah, so true.
Someone said in the porta potty.
No, Dr. House in the porta potty.
If you're making a joke, I don't get it.
It's not a good one.
No, it's more like Dr. Outhouse.
Dr.
Oh,
Outhouse.
See, that was a good joke. So just take notes. Okay, anyway.
See,
this is
what our podcast is about. We just set up premises and you swing. Instead of just tearing me down and saying, it's not a good joke.
It's a shaft, not a chance.
It's a bad joke. You just said I don't
come on,
get it.
I'm going to need more yes ands.
Okay.
Know?
I'll work on that. I'll do my improv.
All right, so number two. What do I always say? Except you can't stop a girl boss from winning. I did write that in my notes and it's funny because now it's coming full circle. So here at Where Murder Meets Mystery, we do love a growth mindset, right?
A growth mindset.
Part of being a girl boss is setting goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on May 12th, 2022, March month.
Yeah.
Or March month.
Florida month.
March month. Yes. In fact, not. It is, in fact, May.
Nay.
Nay, I would say that it's not a March month. It's a May month. Yeah, very
Florida. Florida woman, Jania Chimiracle Douglas, was driving in Monroe County around 7:45 a.m. A deputy attempted to pull her over, and she continued driving. She eventually was stopped and ultimately arrested. And upon her arrest, Douglas thanked the officer, as getting arrested had been on her bucket list since high school. Honestly, slay.
Cool.
But,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love that for her.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would have missed
just buying handcuffs.
I just can't imagine, like, when the officer
just
pulled her over.
Asking a friend to arrest them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's not the same.
It's just
not
the
same.
Pretty girl boss, too.
But if you want to ask Tom to arrest you, go for it.
Yeah.
Get it.
We could.
Okay, we could.
We could all get arrested.
Follow us for the next episode of Where Murder Meets Mystery. Mm-hmm.
Where we get arrested.
Would he get in trouble with that?
I don't know. I don't know the legalities of him putting people in handcuffs, but like...
Like, just if a friend is like, yo, arrest me, and he arrests them, is that a crime on his part?
I mean, I think whatever two consenting adults do behind closed doors... I think it's okay.
Well, I have a mind that's open to everything.
I don't think just because he can't.
Actually arresting? Or, like, just, like, hey, will you, like, put the handcuffs on me, man? I just want to know what it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Handcuffing someone's not getting arrested, but, yeah. It's close.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Number three. You're going to like this one.
Burger King, foot lettuce.
In this gig economy, we have to respect the hustle in whatever form. That may be.
You're saying this gay economy. What did you?
Gig economy. What do you think I said?
Gay.
Gay economy. In this gay economy.
What do you mean by gig?
I mean, honestly, a gig economy?
A gig?
Yeah, gig workers. It means like they're working from like job to job rather than having a steady career.
I was like, I've never heard that.
In this
but
gay
I don't,
economy.
I'm not well learned.
With these gays?
Yeah, with these gays.
Probably not in Florida.
Yeah, these gays instead of these days. Yeah, probably not as well. We can't say it in Florida.
In this gay economy.
And sometimes that hustle is in violation of a city ordinance prohibiting selling items on the street without a license, and that's simply unavoidable sometimes in this gig economy. Entrepreneurial king, Jason Stoll, age 47, was warned multiple times about his violation of said city ordinance in selling hot dogs on the side of the road in Newport Richey. Stoll was reportedly asked to drop the hot dogs several times, but continued his attempt to sell the hot dogs anyway. Stoll was warned a final time to put the hot dogs down, and he became distressed and threw the hot dog at the officer and attempted to flee.
Wow.
James was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting an officer.
But wait, what did he steal?
More like broadery.
He didn't steal anything.
But you said Jason Stoll. What did he steal?
No, his name's Stoll.
Oh.
You knew that.
Stop! You're supposed to make me sound cool!
You're supposed to make me sound cool!
This girl's like, you knew that. Don't say that. Timestamp that.
Oh, yeah. No, I just love the idea of him throwing the hot dog. And I hope it was an unsheathed hot dog. Like,
yeah.
I hope, like, no bun.
A naked dog.
Yeah, naked dog.
A raw
I hope
dog.
He just threw it. Oh, we'll get to naked dogs.
What about raw dogs?
Not raw dogs. But
you
maybe it was
remember
a
that
raw
video
dog.
Of the guy that ate the hot dogs whole?
Yes, I do.
Whole.
Okay, Trevor likes this video of this, and he showed it to me completely without warning.
Shout out to the LA Beast.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of this man swallowing hot dogs whole and then proceeding 20 minutes later to vomit them up whole.
Yeah, like pills. Like he'd stick them in his mouth and like shove them down and like swallow at the same time.
Like,
and then he threw them up
like
whole.
Like Joey Chestnut.
Joey the champion chestnut.
So true. Yeah, so James. Not our James. Different James. threw a hot dog.
Yeah. No, it was Jason.
No.
Jason Stoll.
Did I say Jason? James. I wrote James in the last bullet. Jason Stoll.
Yeah.
Right. Why did I write James?
I don't know. I'm still wondering what he took.
It's more like assault and broadery.
Huh?
Saying.
Oh, broadery? My God. I love that. Assault and broadery?
Broadery. Broad.
Well,
broadwurst,
yeah.
We just don't get each other's jokes. It's not working out for
Are
us.
You guys getting divorced?
No.
Okay, number four. On July 25th, 2023, Corey Johnson, 29, drove a vehicle to Patrick Space Force Base in Brevard County near the Kennedy Space Center. Okay. He attempted to get on the base in the stolen vehicle, and when they would not let him in, Corey said, like, actually, you don't understand. I'm on a mission for the President of the United States, and I need to warn officials that there are U.S. aliens fighting Chinese dragons.
That's meth.
Probably.
That's
and that's on meth.
Yeah.
I mean, respect our troops.
What?
He's on a mission for the president.
He's also on meth. If you're on meth, you run towards the police. You run away from it. If you're on cocaine, you run away from the police.
Typically. Did you get that from Twitter?
No.
You knew that.
Yeah, I have first-hand experience. I'm out here in the street.
But yeah, he was arrested and charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cookier than Cocoa Puffs.
So true.
But that was it? That's all he was charged with? Breaking onto a military base?
I don't think he successfully, breached the perimeter.
He probably just got up the front door and was like, let me in!
The front door.
Yeah.
Please! It's an emergency!
Mr. President!
The Chinese dragons!
Yeah, what? I don't understand. Okay.
China does have a lot
drugs
of dragons.
Are a crazy time. That's true. In their lore. I would not say that they're walking around the streets of Beijing.
You don't know that. You've never been there.
That's true. I haven't been to China any more than you have, but I do know a little bit about it.
Oh.
I know enough to know there's no dragons free roaming. Free roaming the streets of China. Number 5. This one is, like, pretty recent. March 28th, 2023. Marion County deputies respond to a home after receiving a 911 call about a possible domestic disturbance. The caller did hang up, but officers were dispatched to the home of Ortelio Lazaro Alfonso, 39. Wow. Three names. Who said he had gotten into a verbal argument with the woman inside the house. Deputies enter the house to find a woman with suspicious red stains covering the front of her shirt, as well as on her collar and on the back of her shirt. Beyond that, there was a red substance dropping from the walls and ceilings. She reassured officers that it was only pizza sauce and told them that Alfonso had slapped her on the left side of her face with a slice of pizza, then threw the slice at her and fled the house. He was arrested for simple battery domestic violence.
So, why was she wearing a
was
collar?
Was it pizza sauce?
Well, she wasn't just wearing a collar.
Well,
she was wearing a shirt
pizza
with a
sauce
collar.
On her collar.
Yeah, like it was on
like
the collar
of
her shirt. No!
No!
Why is she wearing a polo inside?
Like a
polo inside. You only wear polos outside?
Or a collared shirt.
Yeah,
it was just weird.
Shirt.
It found someone on her collar, like she's sitting there with
yeah, but this, like, I feel like this is a collar.
No, she's wearing one of
like,
those collars
collar.
That's, you know those ones you can buy that go under, like, a nice shirt, but it's, like, just a collar.
Just the collar.
What?
Yes.
You mean, like, a choker?
No.
No.
My God. Read a book.
It's like, you, do you remember...
I clearly didn't learn anything
do you
last
remember the, what were they called?
About women's fashion.
The little camis that you could wear that were just, like, a little piece of fabric, but they
yeah.
were...
Cami Secret.
Cami Secret. It's the same thing, but with... It's just a collar that you can tuck into your shirt. It's just the collar part.
See, I was paying attention.
You were.
In Women's History Month.
Yeah.
If Cami Secret is a part of Women's History Month, I don't want to be a woman.
Oh. Yeah. Well, same with the Bump It. Remember the Bump It?
So the guy
yes.
had three names,
yes.
right?
The guy had three names. Yeah.
I have three names.
Well, everyone does.
Oh.
But not everyone. Some people don't have
names. I could.
You could. Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe you should. For Brian. Hi, I'm trying to go for it.
I feel like Alfonso is the kind of guy who would like own his own pizza place. You think he made his own pizza
yeah.
and then slapped her with it?
Oh,
we'll have to try
artisan.
This later.
We love an
I think slapping someone with a pizza slice would be fun.
We'll have to try this later.
Oh
do
God.
I get to slap you?
Sure.
Did you know that getting arrested and being slapped with a piece of pizza is on Scarlett's bucket list?
Yeah.
Let's,
it's number 2.
I think you
it's
can
what,
knock them both out tonight.
That's what we do every night.
Time.
We talk about our bucket list.
Yeah.
Really
good
a bit.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, you really need to have a mind that is open to everything and closed to nothing.
I think I do, actually.
Yeah. That's the takeaway.
We're actually not getting divorced.
Wow.
We're getting remarried.
Wow.
Oh, okay, number 6.
Everything except divorce.
In January of this year, a man entered the Publix grocery store on Biscayne Boulevard and handed the employee a note. To the employee's horror, the note said that the man had a gun and told her to put money in a bag. She read the note and, pretending to help one of her coworkers, calls for help. I'm not sure what that looks like. Like, how did he not catch that she was doing that? I don't know. Whatever. Very discreet. The man, Patrick Abbott, leaves empty-handed
and was caught by Miami police throwing the note away in the trash outside the shop. Upon his arrest, officers discovered that the gun Patrick was referring to was, in fact, a stapler.
Stapler?
No.
Yeah.
Did he get the money, though?
No.
Okay.
He just left. I mean, he abandoned the mission.
Well, when you are only armed with a stapler, after a while, I guess you kind of give up.
You know, I bet that's how she was able to discreetly ask her friend for help. She's like, just, you know, this guy says he's going to kill us with a stapler, so like, can you just go?
Yes. This guy says he's a gun, but it's actually a stapler. That sounds like the voice that Marissa does for Strega.
So actually, I love playing outside, and then I love them.
That's the voice. And it really fits her. It really does. Okay, number 7. Orlando, Florida is home to the happiest place on earth, Disney World.
Orlando.
But it is also home to Chad Mason, 36.
Oh.
According to the Clearwater Police Department, Chad Mason was caught by a resident of a nearby apartment complex as he was engaged in sexual activity with a dog.
No.
When Mason was confronted by officers, he became combative and erratic, fleeing the scene. He entered the nearby Northwood Presbyterian Church and smashed several potted plants, then knocked...
This is just like a Tuesday.
Then knocked over the entire nativity display before he destroyed a mailbox in an adjacent neighborhood and attempted to steal a car. Mason was captured and was taken to the Pinellas County Jail, where he faces multiple charges.
Oh,
I just love the idea of him, like, you'll never get me alive, and knocking over the entire
nativity
scene.
Baby
Jesus goes flying.
Shattered. I cannot imagine, like, seeing someone trying to have sex with a dog and being like, I guess I need to call the police, because what?
I actually don't think he was trying. I think he was succeeding.
I don't want to talk about it. It's scum. I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like these two.
I mean, I'm not saying I like it, but man
up. But you're open to anything.
I
am open
to everything.
Okay. Number 8.
Fuck that guy.
Number 8. So true. Number 8. We love a helpful king. And Jonathan Hinkle, 28, of Merritt Island, is just that. On June 8th, 2017, the young man called 911 in a panic. He was reportedly desperate for help as he was attempting to help his grandmother who had fallen ill. When asked the nature of his emergency, Hinkle claimed he needed a ride to Hooters ASAP. Oh my god, there's a bird. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, I thought I was going to fly in. Ah! Okay, hold on.
Come in.
On the ground, eating all the seeds that fall from the fucking third story.
Orlando.
Hey, if you're my neighbor listening to this, please remove your fucking bird feeder, because I'm rained on by bird seed every morning when I'm trying to enjoy my coffee.
It's kind of a mean thing to, for like an upper level to have a bird feeder.
Right.
Because then all the bird seed and shit just comes down onto your neighbors below you.
I did one time have my neighbor two stories up. She was hanging a wet carpet over the balcony, and she flipped it up, and it was like, whoosh, like gushing water.
Wow.
I don't know why I said it like that. gushing water.
We all have neighbors that are gushing water.
So true. Yeah. Aren't we all at the end of the day? Gushing water.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
What were we on?
Yeah. He needed a ride to Hooters.
Oh,
okay.
Delicious.
When they arrested Hinkle on charges of misusing 911, officers discovered that Hinkle's grandmother was actually perfectly fine, and he was just craving hot dogs and titties.
Oh, wow.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
I'm still like,
you're
still
stuck back there.
Hot dogs and titties.
That's actually your autobiography.
Yeah, honestly, doesn't sound like a bad time.
Hot dogs and titties, that's the first 4 words of the Constitution, and if it isn't, it should be.
Really?
Harry Potter and the hot
America.
Dogs continues.
Harry Potter and the call to Hooters. Okay, number 9. On December 15th, 2017, a man was taken into custody in Indian Town, Florida, by the Martin County Sheriff's Office. Maylee Alvarez Aguilar, 26, was caught fleeing Ryan's Market IGA store. I'm not sure what that means.
IGA.
What does that mean?
IGA is like a food brand. I don't know. It's like a cheaper food line.
You said it with such an emphasis.
It's like a food distribution place.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that to me.
It's a grocery store.
Ryan's Market IGA store. Officers arrive on the scene and report that Maley smelled of booze and was intoxicated. The arresting officers performed a search upon hearing the clerk's allegations that Maley had stolen various items. During the search, Maley removed a full rack of ribs from his pants, and a further investigation revealed 9 pieces of fried chicken, 2 packs of hamburger buns, and some mashed potatoes stored in Maley's trousers.
That's awesome.
He was arrested on charges of merchant theft.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah. Give that guy a cookout.
I should have said hot dogs. He also had hot dogs.
He had 80 hot dogs.
And directly behind his zipper, he found a hot dog.
In between his buns, there was a hot dog.
Gross. He was raw dog and a hot dog.
He was just boofing hot dogs.
That's a lot in your pants.
You had a lot of meat.
Like, I can't believe you thought I would get away with that.
Speak for yourself. I would get them out.
Were they mashed potatoes before he put them in his pants? Or were they mashed
good
potatoes
question.
Afterwards?
Yeah, like, he just put piping hot steamed potatoes. A container.
I hope they got it on camera, because it would just be hilarious seeing him just, like, opening his, like I don't even think it's jeans. I think it's just sweatpants, and he's just pulling the elastic out and just scooping food into his pants.
That's what I'm picturing.
Like, I don't have a plate,
I just love
so.
A rack of ribs. Like, that's a fucking, a rack of ribs weighs, like, 7 pounds, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's storing it, and if it's raw, he's definitely not practicing good, like, food storage.
Yeah.
Shouldn't store your raw ribs where you're going to store your mashed potatoes.
Yeah, he probably didn't even wash his pants.
Yeah, his sanitation score is probably lower than a 70.
It's lower than
in
a 70.
His pants.
In his pants. He's going to get shut down by the
FDA.
I don't know if it's the FDA. Is that
a
state-run organization?
The CDC?
Well, the FDA is.
The people that grade the restaurants is what I'm getting at. You know what?
Well,
who?
Is it? Wait,
I was
who
like,
does
the FDA is the federal. No. But I think it is
who does the
checks.
Like
the
sanitation.
Yeah, the checks. Oh. Who does the checks?
Who does the grades?
Okay, number 10. My personal favorite in this list took place in May of 2019. Columbia County Sheriff's Deputy Travis English pulled over Florida man Dylan Shane Webb. Dylan says, "What's the problem, officer?" And that's when Deputy English tells him that he is not allowed to have a bumper sticker that reads, "I eat ass."
Oh, I've seen this.
Dylan protested, saying the sticker was protected under free speech laws and, after all, was a factual statement. He was subsequently arrested on claims that the sticker violated Florida's obscenity law and booked for obscene writing on vehicles and resisting an officer without violence. The resisting charge refers to Dylan's refusal to censor the sticker on the spot, as the deputy suggested that he simply cover the word ass.
With what?
I don't know.
Something until he could get it taken off, probably.
I guess so. Dylan attempted to sue Deputy English, saying that he had violated his free speech and unjustly arrested him. The courts eventually ruled against Dylan, stating that the I Eat Ass bumper sticker was in violation of Florida Statute subsection 847.011, prohibiting stickers, emblems, and other devices attached to motor vehicles containing obscene descriptions, photographs, and or depictions.
Wow.
I just love, one, we don't kink shame here at Where Murder Meets Mystery, and mm-hmm. he really wanted to state loudly and proudly that he likes to eat ass. Or no, not even that he likes it, he just does it.
Yeah.
He just does
true.
It. I just loved reading all these official court documents that said, "I eat ass."
I know, I'm just imagining, like,
love that I just said that so loudly. If you're my other neighbor listening to this, I don't.
Oh, yeah, and if she did, it would be on her car.
And I am open to everything except that. I should just pencil that in up there on that sign. Everything but eating ass.
You should say, instead of have a mind that is open to everything, you should just cross out everything and say most things.
A mind that is open to most things.
Yes.
There are
limits to my everything.
Number 11, 12, and 13.
Oh.
our birthdays.
Oh.
To wrap it all up, which is why, in case you were curious about why
pardon me.
Jesus Christ.
In case you were curious about why I asked you your birthdays earlier, this is why.
I was like, are you trying to steal my identity?
And I do know your birthdays, I just wanted the year, because these headlines are from the year.
If you don't know the year, then you don't know my birthday.
This is like a tradition, right? Like, you're supposed to type in your birthday and Florida Man and see what
comes up. Yes, correct. Yeah. So,
who are you going to do first?
Scarlett. So, a Florida man was put behind bars after robbing a Winn-Dixie wine and spirit store in Castleberry, Florida. Edward Wilburn, 47, first arrived at the store unmasked, purchased nothing, then departed, only to return several minutes later, this time disguised as America's favorite web-slinger, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Police say Mr. Wilburn stole nearly $150 in liquor and $420 in Newport cigarettes before his arrest.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's a fuck ton of cigarettes.
In 1997.
Yeah. That's so many cigarettes.
Probably like 20 cartons of cigarettes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Sheesh.
And Florida. I just called you Florida.
Spider-Man wanted to have like a fucking party.
So many cigarettes.
Can you imagine Spider-Man just smoking a cig?
Oh my god.
While he's swinging a web?
No, it would be really hard with the mask.
Oh.
Yeah.
So true. So, Trevor, there were so many for you, which is like fitting.
That makes
good.
Sense.
This is my favorite one.
For the day, for in 1995?
Yes.
Florida was active.
I found at least 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were active on that Thanksgiving.
I was going to say the day you were born was also Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. So true. A man identified as 37-year-old Joseph Zach was arrested for consuming alcohol in his parked car outside Reno Motel in Fort Pierce. He had been spotted by multiple eyewitnesses, then reported to officers patrolling the area. The officers then spotted him failing to stop at a stop sign and managed to pull him over. Zach responded in a hostile manner and was attempting to conceal something kept close to the center console.
Oh, no.
Officers saw a bottle of Budweiser in the door, and Zach was asked to step out of the car. He granted officers permission to search the vehicle, and they discovered a crack pipe and other paraphernalia, along with a clear baggie with residue of crack cocaine. When questioned about the presence of crack cocaine in his car, Zach responded claiming that it was merely a serendipitous occurrence and that the, quote, wind must have swept into his car carrying the crack cocaine with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Florida, where even the wind is full of crack cocaine.
The wind. Yes, even the wind.
You step outside, you're like, I wanted to come to Miami, Florida for a vacation. You step outside on your balcony and on your ocean front view. You take a big breath in, and then you don't remember the rest of the trip.
Yeah, you're just like, man, I love Florida.
God, I can't get enough of this sunrise.
This sunrise. Okay, and finally, Trevor, I think this is going to be your favorite one. This is from my birthday.
Good.
Happy birthday to me, honestly.
Happy birthday, Grace.
Multiple witnesses called the Orlando Police Department around 9:15 in the morning on April 30th, having seen a man at an Orlando park practicing karate. What made the karate criminal in nature was the man, Jacksonville native Rocco Joseph Mantella, 34, was practicing his craft on a population of local swans.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Rocco!
Swans are
mean. How dare you!
So he's just like, he's like death to all swans. Alright.
I can't breathe. Okay, when is this song?
On April 30th, there was a score to settle.
Clearly, he woke up with a mission. Witnesses saw Martella kick two swans in the head and another in its backside, quote, as hard as possible.
Wow.
And the kicks were strong enough to knock the swans over.
Oh my god.
The same witness said Mantella also kicked a small duck that appeared to have been.
Oh, I love the details. It wasn't just the swan.
They just watched it. They just sat there and watched it.
A separate witness said they saw Mantella strolling along a walkway, swiftly exit in the park, and then allegedly chase after a nearby swan.
So he was walking on the path and then saw a swan and just booked it off the path.
God.
A third witness.
Oh my god!
This is a rampage.
Dragging up.
Was he on all fours charging at the sun?
Oh my god.
That'd be kind of cool. Like those people that rode on all fours.
Oh my god, yes. A third witness told police that Mantella kicked a swan in the face and looked at the witness and laughed maniacally as he continued to kick the swans that now surrounded him.
Oh my god.
Mantella faces animal cruelty charges that is being held in the Orange County Jail.
Good for him.
Oh my god.
He said the swans don't rule this city.
We do.
Oh.
Wow, that's a good visual. Just
that's
like he kicked
one.
A swan in the face and laughed maniacally as he was swarmed by swans. Just like just laughing as the swans.
I just thought there were like three eyewitnesses just watching this.
The part that kills me is
kick swans.
The image of the swans swarming around.
Just like a top shot of like someone's he's laughing, he's just looking up into the sky and like laughing maniacally, and there's just a horde of swans. Overtake him, and all you see is Swan. And all you hear is him laughing. It's like a zombie movie where people get like swarmed.
Yes, like the, or it's like they're all eating the horse, like in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I need to get a tissue. I'm crying. Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
That's my seg.
That is.
Isn't that hilarious?
That's her case.
That's only the beginning.
That was so fun. I just did 13 episodes in one, girlfriend. You're lucky.
It's a lucky number 13.
Yeah, it really is.
A whole baker's dozen, if you will.
Oh my god, I just cried all my mascara off. I'm fine.
Good.
Okay, wow. Well, that's.
Yeah, my favorite one's the swan one. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's what I knew.
The swan one is just so unhinged, but also, like, it's not horrible enough to where you could laugh. Like, poor swans, but it sounds like the swans were getting a bath. Like, the neighborhood swans all banded together and were going to come and ruin this guy's life.
The swans are mean, though,
right? I know geese are mean.
Yeah.
Well,
swans
are
mean.
Swans are considered kind of peaceful, I think.
Well, I think they're all kind of like those long-necked birds that just get mad. I don't know.
I mean, I guess if you got kicked in the face, then you probably would be mean, whether you were peaceful
or
not.
I like to think I would handle it civilly.
Yeah, well, honestly, the swans, all they had to do was pick fight or flight. And, I mean, as flight birds that can fly,
they can.
Why didn't they just fly away?
I don't know. Can they fly?
No,
that's the plot of Fly Away Home.
But look.
Came out the same year, I think.
They took it personal, at least.
Yeah.
Like, they just saw a guy kicking their brethren in the face.
Their brethren.
And decided
so wrong.
They decided to do more than the witnesses did.
Seriously.
So oh my god.
First, honestly, I think if I saw someone kicking swans, I don't know that I'd want to, like, walk up and be like, hey man, you can't kick freaking swans.
Right, he doesn't seem like someone who would like to be approached by anyone other than a swan.
I just wish that, and you're going to have to censor this name, but I just wish that was there and he just put him in a full Nelson like he would always do,
totally.
And then just let the swans eat him alive.
Yeah. Eat him alive. Are swans carnivorous? Probably.
I think it would be cool to see the guy ripped to shreds by the swans.
Have you ever seen geese have teeth? It freaks me out.
But wouldn't it be awesome if that guy was just, like, tied to a tree, naked, and then we just, like, invited a bunch of swans to gang up on him and eat him alive until he dies?
That's justice.
It is justice, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's borderline animal cruelty.
That's what happened to, who's the guy that got tied to the rock? Prometheus?
Was it Percy? Was Percy?
Perseus? Maybe Perseus.
I don't know, dude.
I think it was Prometheus, but the one who got tied to the rock and had the something peck in his liver.
Ooh.
In Greek mythology.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, but make it Joseph Mantella 34 from Jacksonville.
I think
Rocco. No, I'm sorry. Rocco Joseph Mantella.
He just gets a public flogging of a sort.
Of swans.
Can you imagine being the 911 dispatcher when someone calls and they're like, hey, so, like, there's someone in the park, and they're just, like, kicking the shit out of swans.
But you know what? That's what you ask for being a Florida police person.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Someone's practicing their karate on the swans of
then
Central
the guy
Park.
Just, like his skin just gets ripped off from all the swans.
Yeah.
They're pretty sweet.
You're being very vivid with this punishment.
I don't like this swan guy.
I don't think that you should be allowed to pick the punishments for people who kick swans.
I'm gonna have great dreams.
Or fuck dogs.
Well, honestly, I think the punishment is the same to people who kick swans or have sex with
I
animals.
Think that kicking
they just
a swan
get,
and
they
having
just get tied
sex
to a
with a dog is different.
Just get tied to a tree in the woods and
just
smothered with like honey and sweet things.
Honey.
Just let a bear come and eat them. Makes
Winnie comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know
that's
the
plot of that new
Winnie
horror
Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh movie.
We should not watch it.
Okay, good.
Go watch it, girlfriends.
Hey, I'm ready for your mystery.
All right, my mystery today is, I hope I say everything right in this episode, but it's La Llorona.
Yay! Okay, I didn't even do a preliminary Google search. I just kind of like...
You just kind of thought it was cool.
Yeah, well, I heard about it in a book. And then I read the, like, little byline on Wikipedia. That's not a byline. I read, like, the little description, but I didn't do a deep dive. So I can't wait.
Well, if you have just the little description, then you're going to know what I'm getting ready to say, which is La Llorona, otherwise known as the Weeping Woman, or the Wailer, W-A-I-L-E-R. Yeah.
I'm the Weeping Woman.
The Weeping Woman.
Is a traditionally Mexican mythical vengeful ghost who is said to roam near bodies of water mourning her children whom she drowned. Sorry, I burped.
You went mourning her children.
Wait, isn't this a horror movie?
Bodies of water mourning her children. Burped into the morning.
That makes sense.
A horror movie like
Yeah,
Mario.
There's multiple movies that are out, like The Curse of La Llorona. Yeah.
It makes sense because Llorona is to cry.
The Wailer.
Okay, mourning her children. I kind of messed up the mic drop there, so go for it.
Mourning her children whom she drowned.
Yes.
You want me to just restart the whole thing?
No, I just wanted you to read that bullet again because I made fun of your burp and I wanted to hear it.
La Llorona?
The way God intended. It's okay.
Okay.
La Llorona. Okay.
La Llorona. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm confused. You want me to start over?
No.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Just wanted you to read. I was giving you an opportunity to reread that bullet because I hijacked it by laughing at your
I like it.
Okay.
I think I
didn't want
to
ruin
the
mood. Yeah.
That's not supposed to be scary, I don't think.
That's a little creepy.
I mean, she drowns her children.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I do find women drowning their children in rivers terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, what does the wailing sound like?
Your mom, I don't know.
Just like, use your imagination.
That's
probably
like,
that's
kind of scary.
It's like,
yeah, like a whale. Oh, I hated that. Okay,
anyway.
Wait. It's like the mermaids in Harry Potter.
Well, I'll tell you what she says. She says things too.
Okay, tell me.
Well, not right now.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you later. I'm not going to tell you right now.
Okay.
Early colonial times provided evidence that the lore is pre-Hispanic, originating in the Central Highlands, wherever any of that is.
Okay.
I'm imagining it's still, like, in Mexico, but it's, like, the lore is pre-Hispanic, so pre-colonial times.
Got it.
However, La Llorona is most commonly associated with the colonial era and the dynamic between Spanish conquistadors and indigenous women.
Okay.
So think of like the conquistadors coming over, probably thought the Indian ladies were hot, so yeah.
I think it was more a sense of entitlement that led them to rape and pillage, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we're a week out of the Women's History Month, so.
Okay.
Just missed the mark the mark on this.
We
one.
Believe La Llorona.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Llorona. La Llorona.
Is it two L's?
Two L's, one O, one R, one O, N A.
Okay, Llorona.
So there's two O's. and there's three L's.
Okay.
Anyway. Just keep going.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, the most common lore about La Llorona includes her initially being an indigenous woman who murdered her own children. which she bore from a wealthy Spaniard after he abandoned her. So she's upset. So she killed some kids. Her kids, to be exact.
It's giving Diane Downs.
Yeah. Very, she is La Llorona.
Yeah.
The villainous qualities of La Llorona, including infanticide and the murdering of one's own blood, is assumed to be connected with the narrative surrounding Doña Marina, also known as La Malinche, or Maltensen? In her original nomenclature was what. So that's what people called her originally.
Yeah.
But today the lore of La Llorona is well known in Mexico and the southwestern United States.
Okay.
The earliest documentation of La Llorona is traced back to 1550 and way back in Mexico City. But there are theories about her story being connected to specific Aztec mythological creation stories, which we love. So it's like
He is risen.
Happy Easter, girlfriends. We're recording this on Easter's.
I just like Easter's. Saying that.
Praise be.
I just like saying that.
He is risen?
Yeah, just because it also sounds a little sexual.
What? No, that's he is rose. I don't know.
Okay.
Sure, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also not religious, so I'm allowed to say that.
I mean,
that,
if
but
you've
it's
been
blasphemous if anyone else
if you've been risen for 3 days, then you should call a doctor.
So true. Yeah.
Call your dad, girlfriends.
Yes.
The hungry woman.
Yeah.
The hungry woman includes a wailing woman constantly crying for food, which has been compared to La Llorona's signature nocturnal wailing for her children, which the hungry woman is like closer to like the Aztec mythological creation stories, but all of this is translated, so it probably has a cooler Aztec name, but I'm not even going to try to go there.
Also me.
Tenochtitlan.
I'm the hunger woman and the weeping woman.
Yes. We love signature nocturnal wailings.
Yeah. Things that go wail in the night.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Anyway. The motherly nature of La Llorona's tragedy has been compared to Chihuahua.
I'm actually really glad you said that because now I'll know when to, like, take my headphone out.
I think you should leave it in because I had to cough before I say this. The motherly nature of La Llorona's tragedy has been compared to Chihuahua.
That's a Pokemon.
I was just about to say it's a Pokemon.
Chihuahua, an Aztec goddess who is the deity of motherhood. Her seeking of children to keep for herself is significantly compared to Quatalcu, oh, Aztec people, I'm sorry.
Let me see.
No, you don't want to see it.
I'm also like, let me see, like, I speak Aztec.
Known as Our Lady Mother or Tonantzin is also comparable to the Virgin de Guadalupe, another significant mother figure in Mexican culture, which is the Virgin of Guadalupe is a monster that devours filth or sin.
Oh, I thought she was just like the Virgin Mary.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
But you can kind of see like a parallel here between, you know, Guadalupe in Mexico and that whole like Central America kind of thing. All these indigenous people had some sort of picture of like a woman who has been wronged and kills her children or is like seeking children to take from families kind of thing. It's kind of the whole war of like maybe a wives' tale, maybe a legend to keep kids maybe in line. We'll get into that later. It's like, oh yeah, you're
don't go outside the house because while you're on this.
Have you ever heard of The House of Scorpion by Nancy Farmer? That book? It's young adult.
I don't think so.
That's where I heard about this because I was reading this with one of my students. They were saying like be good.
Beware.
La Llorona is going to come for you. Yeah. So maybe it's kind of like Krampus.
Yeah.
Krampus!
Like,
yeah.
Do good or Santa's going to come drag you up from your bed.
I don't know if that's how Santa works.
That's how Santa works in my house now.
Okay.
The legend of La Llorona is tradition.
Santa doesn't run this house, we do.
Santa be running their phone time.
That's true.
He's got the 5G now.
And you know what they say. He sees you when you're sleeping.
The legend of La Llorona is traditionally told throughout Mexico, Central America, and Northern South America. La Llorona is sometimes conflated with La Malinche, which is something I said earlier, but she's a Nahua woman who served as Hernan Cortez's interpreter, who also bore his son. Fun fact.
That's fun. Yeah.
So they kind of compare her to hers, and like, you know, what a weird guy, right? La Malinche is considered both the mother of the modern Mexican people and a symbol of national treachery for her role in aiding the Spanish as well. So, you know, kind of
national
treachery. She like betrayed her people.
Is that the movie with Nicolas Cage?
National treachery was the porn film that they filmed for, and in regards to national treachery.
Have you heard of the 2012 movie? Sorry, Nicolas Cage.
Don't. Go ahead, actually. You know, tie this off. This is your last chance. This is your last time. It's called The Knowing. Yeah.
Hernan Cortez was the former governor of New Spain, just in case you wanted to know. Because I did.
Okay.
And I asked you.
You know, I was like, not today years old, but I've like learned this very recently that like, New France, New Spain, and New England.
Yeah.
And I just didn't connect the dots.
That's where the pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock.
That's where they landed.
Yeah, and only true girl friends will know about the knowing. Anyway, my brain's fried after she brought that up, so I'm dead.
Sorry.
Okay, so this lady betrayed her people. She's infamous.
Sure. But enough about her. Stories of weeping female phantoms are common in the folklore of both Iberian and Amerindian cultures, which I think all that really means is, like, people from Spain and people from, like, you know.
Amerindian.
Which is, like, native people of Central America and, like, Mexico and stuff?
There's no way to know.
Yeah, I don't know. How would they know?
No way to know.
Scholars have pointed out the similarities between La Llorona and the Chihuahuatl of Aztec mythology, as well as Eve and Lilith of Hebrew mythology. Speaking of Lilith, do you know who Lilith is in the Bible?
I didn't know Hebrew mythology was a thing.
Yeah, did you know?
Is that just by
you know who Lilith is?
No.
She's connected to Eve. So, but Lilith was Adam's first wife.
No.
Before God got it right. Theorized to be the first wife of Adam, Lilith.
Well, actually, before God got it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a national treachery.
God made Eve so bad.
Yeah.
She's a bad Eve.
Wait.
She's a baddie.
This is not in the Bible, though.
It's in parts of the Bible that are left out. But, theorized to be the first wife of
not
Adam.
In the Bible.
I mean, she's kind of hot. I gotta pick on the drive.
Who, Lilith or? Oh.
Yeah. And there's a reason why she might have been exiled.
This was the titties you were talking about
earlier. Yeah. But do you notice anything else about her other than her breasts?
I know she's got a snake wrapped around her, and also she has really long red hair.
Red hair, yeah. So, Lilith.
Lilith.
Is cited as having
been. Sounded like.
What do you think about Lilith?
Well, I'm working.
Are you? Do you have a mind that's open to everything?
Yeah.
When it comes to Lilith.
Whoa. Oh.
Go ahead and describe to everyone, like, what it is. It's a painting, a classic, kind of classic painting.
It's a naked lady with a snake around her.
Right. It's born before Playboy.
With, like, weirdly small nipples. She just has nipples. No areola. Just the nips.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure Eve had bigger nipples after God got
it
right.
She looks like, they're smaller than Nick Jonas's.
Yeah.
He's got some big nips. Have you ever seen that? Nick Jonas has big nipples.
No.
All right, I'm good. Hang on.
Side
Google. So I'd
Nick Jonas Nichols.
Jonas's
nipples.
Big nipples.
Big hairy.
Let me see if I can
pink.
See.
Images.
Holy shit.
No,
that's not
those
real.
Are not real.
That's not real.
I saw this picture and he responded to it. Look, here's another angle.
That's not it. It's not real.
Oh my
that's
God.
Not real. It's a meme. It's a meme. It's a meme.
It's hilarious.
No, there's a real photo.
Those are normal.
More like Nip Jonas, am I right?
Dude,
yes.
But this is, they did him dirty on
that's that. Horrifying. That is.
They're so real looking.
It's
yeah.
Like the size of a fucking bagel bite.
Guys,
bagel bite.
AI is getting too smart for us.
Yeah, I have pizza rolls.
Jesus.
Oh
but,
my god. Yeah, no, they're smaller than
but Lilith does not have that problem.
No, Lilith has small nips.
Yeah.
All
right, tell me more about Lilith. I really want to know about her.
So Lilith is cited as having been banished from the Garden of Eden for not complying with and obeying Adam. She's described as being a hot, fiery female who first cohabited with man. Which, hot, fiery, I'm thinking they're saying hot as in temperament. Because I don't think a bunch of Hebrews would just be like, dude, she was so hot.
Dude, this girl was fine!
So, you know
wait,
what?
It's like... Adam's.
I think Lilith, though, was the first girl boss.
Probably.
And you know what they say?
Go straight to hell for being a girl boss.
No.
She's definitely a snake charmer with that snake around her.
So
body.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More
she's,
ways than one.
She's got a mind end for them.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. It's a little late in the day to talk about some things Lilith wouldn't do.
Many translations, though, reject the existence of Lilith. And I
wonder why.
I guess because she was ginger. Like, everyone just hates redheads. I don't know.
Not because Adam has two wives or because she got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Just because she was a redhead, that's why.
Maybe this is what that guy who has,
like,
a ton of wives.
Females these days.
That, like, polygamous on that reality TV show. What is that
new
guy? The guy
wives?
With the long hair that
yeah.
has like eight wives.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Paul or something.
So yeah. If you ever meet a kid named Lilith, you're like, oh.
Oh. Alright, I know what you're into.
Yeah.
He's got a
hot fiery Jewish woman.
Hot
the
fiery
author,
Jewish women.
The author Ben Radford.
Yeah.
He launched an investigation into the legend of La Llorona. And he published it in Mysterious New Mexico. Magazine. He found common elements of the story in the German folktale Die Weiße Frau, which is the white woman, dating from 1486. So it seems like we've been pretty obsessed with like a crying woman that comes and eats children, eats, steals, kills, takes children for like a long time. I don't know why.
Yeah, we need to move on to a man who karate chops swans.
Yeah, I think it's time.
The Legend of Rocco.
Also, I'm still not convinced that I'm not La Llorona. I mean, crying, weeping, white woman. That's crying, weeping, hungry, white woman.
Yeah, you are wearing a white tank top. So
I am, yes.
You're a Weissefrau.
The Weissefrau, yeah.
La Llorona also bears resemblance to the ancient Greek tale of the demigoddess Lamia, in which Hera, Zeus's wife, learned of his affair with Lamia and killed all of the children Lamia had with Zeus. Out of jealousy over the loss of her own children, Lamia kills other women's children. So, I mean, even the Greeks are like, you know.
It's like those women who kill pregnant ladies and steal their babies.
I mean, come on.
Great. Sorry, I needed,
ladies.
I needed to read the room on that one. I'm
ladies.
Sorry.
I mean, women gotta be supporting women. I mean, why are we gonna
so
kill each
true.
Other's kids and stuff? No, ladies.
This being the month after Women's
yeah,
History
just
month.
Kill men.
Honestly.
Oh, don't
please
do that.
Don't. Please.
Don't do that.
Here at Murder Meets Mystery, we do not condone killing.
We
yeah,
don't.
We
condone
hate
killing.
It.
Even
we
men.
All right, we're almost finished.
Okay.
The Florentine Codex is an important text that originated in late Mexico in 1519.
In late Mexico.
A Mexico. A quote from which is the sixth omen. Was
ooh.
That many times a woman would be heard going along weeping and shouting. She cried out loudly at night, saying, "Oh, my children, we are about to go forever." Sometimes she
what?
Said, "Oh, my children, where am I to take you?"
Okay.
While the roots of La Llorona legend appear to be pre-Hispanic, the earliest published reference to the legend is a 19th century sonnet by Mexican poet Manuel Carpio.
Okay.
The poem makes no reference to infanticide. Rather, La Llorona is identified as the ghost of a woman named Rosalia who was murdered by her husband. Cool, dog. The legend has a wide variety of details and versions in a typical version of the legend. However, a beautiful woman named Maria marries a rich ranchero or conquistador who she bears two children. One day, Maria sees her husband with another woman. In a fit of blind rage, she drowns the children in a river, which she immediately regrets. Are we seeing a pattern? Like,
you're like, kills God. One and drowns another woman.
All I'm
and
saying
kills
is, like,
okay.
ladies. Stop killing children, man.
Right.
Okay, I just have to say something.
Go ahead.
Like, whether this is folklore or not, like, this is postpartum depression.
It's true. Maybe that's one of the things that it was like. It was like them just not having a good enough support system for the men that they had kids
with. It's like Andrea Yates.
Like, women getting...
Not that it's
story.
All the men's responsibility, but at the same time, it's like, that probably would have helped, and...
It's like they think that these women are, like, possessed by evil spirits or something because they want to kill their children, but really it's just postpartum depression.
I mean, she did find her husband
yeah.
with another woman, and then she
Well, there
like,
was that
know,
girl, well, that woman, Andrea Yates in Texas, who suffered from postpartum psychosis.
Yeah.
And she killed, I think, all 5 of her children, her newborn and her 4 older children. So it's like, that to me is, and it had happened with, not the killing, but the psychosis had been an issue with her 3 children before that, and like they kept having kids because her husband was in this cult or something. I don't know. It's a crazy story. Maybe there's some influence there. While Llorona was
just saying,
yeah, no,
in this
I
gig
think
economy,
it's a good takeaway. In this gig economy,
yeah,
it's definitely a great takeaway. So this could have been like an early way to describe, you know, why. They thought women be acting different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, she saw her husband cheating on her. That's not great. But, like, drowning her children because of it?
I mean, fellas, girlfriends, women be acting different a lot. Am I right?
Read the room.
Hey, it's April, motherfuckers. It's not Women's History Month.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
well,
every
you're
other,
in the room
every
other
fucking pregnant wife and your best girlfriend, so,
yeah.
Like... Read the room.
I'm just playing.
Room.
I love you both.
Yeah.
We know.
I don't love you.
I don't know. Anyways.
The feeling is not neutral.
Anyways, girlfriends, we're not going to break up. I swear.
Yeah, we're not going to get divorced.
So, you know, I didn't finish the Maria story, but can you guess what happened? She killed her kids. She's unable to save them, and so she drowns herself as well. So she becomes a ghost. Anyway. Oh God!
So she becomes good. So
I'm not reading. I'm not reading the rest of this drown shit. Like she
said that.
Ladies be drowning
the
kids.
Long pause. Goes.
Read the room.
Oh my God!
You didn't warn her that, Tom.
I also just expressed it all into the fan.
Expressed it.
Yeah.
I hear that.
The water droplets. Also, like my. Leg hair is just going everywhere.
Yeah, you're really taking up your space. You're making yourself at home.
Man,
mm-hmm.
Spreading.
Yeah.
You can do this on my bed.
I'd rather not.
I welcome it.
Well, I do believe that we need boundaries in our relationship, and that's one of them.
I took a shower right before I came, so every
that's
hair
true.
On my body is clean.
It's actually really true.
Do you scrub in all your cracks?
I don't have a scrubber. Well, I do have these rough, unexfoliated hands, so yes.
Okay. As long as you showered and then washed your hands.
And these are hypoallergenic. These mitts are hypoallergenic.
Yeah. Ew. Ew, I don't like how you waggled your fingers.
Waggled?
Is that a wiggle? No, that
wiggle.
Was a waggle.
Just
all right. So we're going to talk about reoccurring themes as well as, like, different regional variations of the La Llorona story because I think they're kind of fun.
Yeah.
If you can imagine with the pattern that we established here,
right.
The La Llorona myth includes a white, typically wet dress, giggity, nocturnal wailing, Giggity. And in association with water, we love an aquatic girl.
You know, I...
Yeah, you don't know what to say to that, dude.
I'm speechless. Also, I need eye drops, but please continue. It doesn't need to be a thing. Go ahead. Oh. Did you hear them squeak? What was that?
Fart.
I think they're running out.
Got some eye farts.
Squeak.
Ew, it's like a froth that comes out. I think they're running low.
You like the eye bubbles?
Yeah.
It's because you gave your eye drops to Eric.
Ew, those other ones. Yeah, he really went in there with them. And I was like, those are yours now, buddy. Okay. And I'll taste these within the next 2 minutes, for sure.
You know how they, like, drain down the back of
your throat? Close your eyes.
No, because they fall out when I close my eyes.
Your eyes are broken.
Yeah, probably.
Are you ready?
Yeah, please read.
Read what?
Oh, my God.
So, Mexico. The legend of La Llorona is deeply rooted in Mexican popular culture. Her story is told to children to encourage them not to wander off into the dark and near bodies of water, such as rivers and lakes alone. Always bring your buddy if you're going to the river.
Wait, Chihuahua. Wander off alone.
What? Are you okay?
I'm La Llorona.
The weeping woman.
You did have to put in eye drops.
So. I did cry. I was crying. This is now the third time I've cried.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah, the first time it was for the swans. Mm-hmm. God bless the swans.
They will.
Leyenda de la Llorona is a yearly waterfront theatrical performance of the legend of La Llorona set in the canals of the Xochimilco borough of Mexico City. I hope I said that right.
But you probably did it.
It's probably rough. Which was established in 1993 to coincide with the Day of the Dead. So it's kind of like a celebration of, wet, crying ladies. Guatemala. According to the local legend in Guatemala City, there lived a woman who had an affair with a lover. Damn those lovers.
A lover!
She became pregnant and gave birth to a child named Juan de la Cruz.
Pregnant?
Who she drowned, so her husband wouldn't know. Fucking drowning kids. The woman was condemned in the afterlife to search for her murdered son in every place where there's a pool of water. So, did you like open the drain to the sink? Because otherwise, you're going to summon La Llorona in here to look for her son in water.
Yeah,
can you go flush the toilet?
I did.
Okay, good.
I didn't even use it. Wait.
No, just flush it. It's a body of water.
You just gaslighted me into saying I used the toilet. I did.
She does that by crying out for him. Hence her moniker, the Wailing Woman, La Llorona. It's a popular, scary legend that in one iteration or another has been told to generations of children. The terrifying cry of, oh, my children, which honestly sounds better in Spanish. Ay, mija.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I said it wrong. Ay, mis hijos. Is it hijos or hijos?
Hijos.
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 Hijos?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Obviously,
but I didn't think the J made a Y sound.
The J makes an H,
it's
sound.
An H sound.
Trash. I'm garbage.
It's Jesus.
So say it. I miss
Eos.
Eos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but say it like while you're on the wood.
Since you chant.
There you go. Is well known due to the story. Additional one peculiar detail is that when a person hears the cry from afar, it means that the ghost is nearby. But if the cry is heard nearby, it means the ghost is afar. Wow. What terrifying physics La Llorona has.
What
anyway.
Absolute
echolocation.
Yeah. La Llorona's a bat. Someone unlucky enough to face the specter. I hate the word specter because every time I read it, it reminds me of the word sphincter. Do you have the same issue?
I have that issue with Ben Rector.
Ben
I
Rector
always say
is
Ben,
Ben
Rector.
Ben Rector, the sphincter inspector.
No, I always say Ben Rectum.
Ben Rectum.
That's not you. That's because you've heard Trevor say that a million times.
No, 100%. I thought that the minute he told me about Ben Rector.
Ben Rector,
like,
the sphincter.
I was like, Ben Rectum?
Ben Rectum.
I've Ben Rectum.
Ben Rector is present tense. Ben Rectum is after you watch this concert.
Yeah, it's but Spectre doesn't Rectum. Remind me of Spectre.
I just think it does. I don't know if it's like whatever brand of eye problem or reading issues I have, but just every time I see Spectre, it looks like Spectre.
Brand of eye problem?
Yeah. So in the Estados Unidos, this in the yeah.
Los Estados Unidos.
No, yeah, Los Estados Unidos.
Ah, okay.
In
the way he speaks Spanish.
I don't know how to say southwestern Los Estados Unidos, but anyway, southwestern United States. The story of La Llorona is told to scare children into good behavior. Sometimes specifically to deter children from playing near what?
Water.
Water. Yeah.
Water, Sandy!
Run, Sandy! It's La Llorona!
I just, you know what I love? I just need to have some words of affirmation for you.
Yeah?
I love that you choose to place emphasis on random words in your sentence. You'll go like, to caution them from running by
running.
Water!
You mean like this? Also told to them is that her cries are heard as she walks around the street or near bodies of water to scare children from wandering around, resembling the stories of El Cookie. I don't know how to say it.
Why did you say it like
it's,
that?
It's called the Coco.
I don't think it's El Cookie.
El Cookie.
El Cookie.
El Cookie. The Coco, also known as Kukli, Kuka, Kuka, Cuckoo, and Kukli. Or El Quickly.
You went
Cookie. Cookie. I don't know how to say it. It's C U C U Y.
Oh, look. This is a disaster.
C U C U Y? Spanish?
C major? Wait, what is it saying?
C U C U Y? C U Y.
Kukwe.
Kukwe. Is a mythical ghost-like monster equivalent to the bogeyman found in Spain and Portugal. The monster
bogeyman
will come to the house of disobedient children at night and take them away, just like Krampus and other everything. So it's just kind of like
I'm gonna need an
El Coco
investment from you because you're very clearly bored by your own segment. You're like, and keeps replaying by the river.
Well, all I'm really getting at is, like, La Llorona is just something that parents sell their kids to make them try to act right. Or
yeah.
Keep them from, like, being alone near bodies of water. So that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the La Llorona, dead kids in the river.
It doesn't have the same ring.
It's my favorite Disney movie.
It's my favorite Disney
princess. Yeah. When we need a good Hispanic Disney princess, why not La Llorona?
True.
I mean, the whole drowning your kids in the river thing, I don't know if it's going to work out.
Although
anyway,
I will
but...
say that all Disney movies are founded in, like, some horrifying fairy tales.
Right, right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they can make...
If anyone can do it.
La Llorona
Disney,
Disney friendly.
Disney can.
Disney can.
If anyone can make anything Disney friendly, it's Disney.
The Disney man can. Anyway, in Chumash mythology, indigenous to Southern California, which is a indigenous people. I don't know why I put that note in there. Anyway.
Okay.
I said it. Like native.
There's no doubt that you
people
said
who were there before we were.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I'm sure so. Southern California, huh?
Good call.
La Llorona is linked to the Nunasis, I don't know how to say that, a mythical creature with a cry similar to that of a newborn baby. So, yeah. It's like Nunasis with lots of little squiggles. Yeah, I'll show this one to you.
Nunasis?
I don't know, man. But
I don't know why
there's another photo on the drive for Scarlet. And it's a picture of La Llorona. What do you think?
It's giving corpse bride.
It
yeah.
is.
Right around a scale of 1 to 10 for the Scarlet scale, but
I mean,
BMS.
Looking at her right now, she doesn't look that scary.
Do you remember my scale? Do you remember that?
BMS?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh my god, when we were in middle school, people used to say, like, rate me.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10. People
oh,
would
no.
say BMS broke my scale. And that's what, like, yeah.
BMS.
I mean, she is pretty hot.
So true.
Like, she's all wet.
Yeah, I think I need to see how she moved in order to write her on the scariest scale.
She's the original wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, gosh. She's the lady of the lake.
She's like an edgy goth GF that drives kids. Anyway.
Why does she look sort of bridish? Like, she's supposed to be...
I don't know, that's just
mother.
An artistic
you mean bridal?
Yeah, bridal? That's a word. That's an actual
like
word.
You mean bridal?
Bridal?
Bridal, yes. She just said bridish.
Bridish.
Breedable?
Yeah. Submissive and breedable? Why does Lyra look so submissive and breedable?
I don't know. She's been around
God.
That.
She kind of looks like
Avril Lavigne.
What?
Avril Lavigne.
I think it's just like this.
It's fitting because Avril Lavigne did die.
It's
yeah, Avril Lavigne is Lyra.
This is the second week referencing Avril Lavigne.
Ding ding. All right, good friends. That's all the time we have for today.
Those are my glasses.
I don't know if that registered on the microphone.
It probably did.
It was a ding. That's all I've got, though.
Wow.
That is La Llorona.
La Llorona.
I feel like every time I say it, I'm just making it sound worse and worse.
I can't do the rhythm. What's the rhythm?
No, I don't want
to. I was like, that's the best of both worlds.
I don't want to. Stop it.
Cool friends, follow us on Instagram. I was talking.
Sorry.
Was
you get the level out.
Oh.
Follow us on Instagram at Where Murder Meets Mystery and email us at wheremurdermeetsmystery@gmail.com.
Yeah, where can they email us, Scar?
IEAss@gmail.com.
Whoa. Don't do that. You might get more than you bargained for there. Yeah.
Someone has that email up there.
It's Rocco Johnny,
but
whatever is saying this.
Remember, cool friends.
Oh, no, not the swan guy. It's the guy with the I eat ass.
Yeah, the guy with the ES.
But rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes,
follow us on Spotify.
Give us 5 stars.
Yes, give us 5 stars. Please.
And remember to call your dad.
Yes.
Or Lal Yaron will come and get you.
Yes. So true. Anyway, that's all we have.
This is Trevor, Grace, and Scarlett signing off with a final word of have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing.
Yes.
I can't read cursive.
And truer words. Really?
I don't know. It hurt.
The system has failed you.
I thought attached looks like attacked.
And what? After we get done with this, we're going to make you draw your letters and numbers.
Wait,
for
I
Grace.
Actually want to see.
Yay, homework.
Cursive. Can you write
because
cursive?
It's horrifying.
I can write your freaking death date in cursive. How was that?
Like the knowing. Like the 2012 film.
All right.
There we go.
So we love
full
you
circle,
so
huh?
Much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.